I've seen the figures of membership and student membership of those societies after the war, and how IRE grew so much more rapidly, understandably given the areas of principal interest of those societies.
But GE themselves, Bill Baker was vice president of GE, General Electric, for electronics. First vacuum tubes, but they never felt that IRE concerns amounted to much, because the bigger money was the generation equipment for power.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, the global it was Westinghouse who really initiated the global aspect of electrical engineering. One of the first companies that he organized was Telluride, about 9,000 feet high in the Rockies, a company where there was no possibility of generating except through water power. So he used water power to generate the electrical current, and he was the first to use a high voltage line. Think of 10,000 volts to transmit down to the power for the operation of the station, of the little generating station. But he got the patents on the transformer through there's a French and British man together who reinvented the transformer by feeling that the only way that you can with real efficiency transmit is high voltage. And it's interesting that Stanford came in, Cornell first. Cornell had one man who became interested in high voltage and then went out to Stanford University and created there the first high voltage laboratory, academic laboratory. And within a few years, within 10-year periods, the high voltage went from 50,000 to 110,000 to 220,000, which made possible the long distance transmission of electric power. And it was Jeff Westinghouse, really, who initiated. He bought the patents from the French and British two people who had made the first patent, had given the first patents, applied for the first patents. And when the Niagara Falls station was built, which had tremendous power capability, of course, it was the Swiss who were called in by the consortium to help in deciding which system of transmission to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first three-phase system which needed the invention of Drehstrom, that means three-phase, because three-phase, 120,
240,
36. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was Edison who committed this country 210 volt, low frequency, low voltage.
Uh-huh.
Because he couldn't understand AC. He had no capability to follow AC impedance concept.
Uh-huh.
He only could use resistance for DC.